Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, you've heard about balance training and balance exercises. Well, it's not just for seniors anymore. Balance is something that is so important, really, for all of us to work on and to learn how to do, because it is something that you can actually use to train your brain. My guest today is Grace DeSimone. She's the great group fitness director for Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM Resources for the Group Fitness Instructor. Welcome to the show, Grace. Let's talk about balance exercises. Why is it so important?
Balance is a beautiful thing. If you think about balance this way, it improves your performance regardless of what your performance is. Your performance could be you're a ballerina and you're doing pirouettes across the floor, or you could be interested in getting out of your chair and walking across the room. But regardless of where you are in that continuum, practicing balance regularly will aid you for the rest of your life so that you can be more mobile, more agile, and prevent falls, which is one of the reasons that people start balance training, but don't wait until you get to that place. Start early, and prevention is always the best medicine.
Well, it certainly is, because I mean, nobody wants to have a fall. You could be 20 years old still and fall and break something.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, cause yourself to have big, huge problems. So when people think of balance exercises, is it like riding a bike, Grace? Is it something that if you work these proprioceptive techniques, big words you and I use, if you work these techniques, does it then transfer over? It's a question I get all the time. Does it transfer over to the daily life of stepping off a curb, for example?
And the answer, as you know, is yes. Yes, it does. I have people who practice just a couple minutes. At the end of all of my classes, we do a little balance exercise, and I always give homework. I'm going to give everybody here homework as well. And people come back and say, I was at the blank and I tripped over the blank and I was able to save myself from falling, because you practice the balance. You also have to work on your strength, which is what the more recent studies show, that when the body is stronger, particularly the lower extremity from the knee to the ankle is stronger, people can save themselves. When you do fall off balance, and we do all do that from time to time, you can catch yourself. And that's really where it's at.
So let's talk about some exercises, specific exercises that people
everybody's,
can start
you
at home today.
Yes, yep. Everybody's doing this, including you, Melanie. So up you go.
I'm doing them.
So we're standing, and you can always have something nearby, like a chair or a table, that is within your fingertip reach in the event that you do lose your balance while you're practicing balance, which is a really important thing to remember about balance, is you're not supposed to be good at these. It takes time. People always go, oh, my balance is off today. Maybe I'll try this tomorrow. No, do it today. Do it today while your balance is off, because the day that you need it, your balance is going to be off that day too. So practice every day. So make sure you have something within your reach. And we're going to step our left foot on the floor and our right foot in front of it. And if you imagine that you're standing on a balance beam or a very narrow plank of wood, and just maintain that. Make sure that your front heel is pushed right up against your left toe. And squeeze your buttocks, draw your abdominals in, look straight ahead. From there, I'm going to ask you to tilt your chin down and cast your eyes down. And then look straight ahead again. And tilt your head back. And look straight ahead again. So we call this exercise the balance beam. The other thing that we're doing is we're changing your visual feedback by moving your head around. So that helps us with our vestibular balance, which is the fluid in your inner ear. You know, you all know that when you have fluid in your ear, your balance is always more off than usual. So that is exercise number one. And for a special challenge, you do the same exercise and close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed. Tilt your head down, straight ahead, and look back and straight ahead. You do that 3 times each, switch feet every day. Find somebody, teach them that exercise. You'll be happy, and so will they. Exercise number 2, hanging onto that same chair or table, We call this stork stance. You just lift up one leg. Now, here's the cheat. Anybody who takes yoga knows this cheat. If you push the leg that's up in the air against the other leg, that will assist you in balance. But when you're training for balance, I'm going to ask you not to do that. So you just have one leg lifted up, one knee is up, and maintain that. And do the same thing with your eyes, except this time we're going to go left to right. Look to the left, look center, look to the right, and look center. And then switch feet. And that we call stork stance. And I like doing exercises where you're moving the visual feedback around. The reason for that is when people fall, you're moving, right? You don't fall down the stairs because you were standing there. You fell down the stairs because you were moving down the stairs. So it's really good to train your body for balance with different visual feedback, because if you always practice staring at one place, that's not true to life. The other one, which is a special challenge.
Okay, so go on with the special challenge, but I just want to add, we do, and I just want to add to that, that you have holding on to the chair, and I like people to be in a doorway to do these same things if they need to have sort of both, but you just taught me something, Grace. You taught me that that little cheat of putting your leg against there does kind of aid, so you don't want people to do that, but so I'm going to add that they can put a little bit in the doorway, and then that way in the doorway, they still have that movement ability, but yet both hands can grab on.
Yep.
And that's mainly for the older folks that might not be able to grab the chair or the chair's not stable. So in the doorway, you have time for one more exercise. Go for it.
And you taught me something, and that's why we share. Okay, this one's super-duper challenging. You're going to take that stork stance. So let's have our right knee up. I call this one show me the money. And you're going to extend your left hand out with your palm up like somebody's giving you money. And then you're going to take your right hand behind you with a palm up, like somebody behind you is also handing you money. And you have to see who's giving you more money. So you're going to rotate your body around to look towards your back hand to see how much money is there, and then rotate back to look at the front hand and see how much money you have. And then put the foot down and switch legs. And what that does, now you're changing your visual feedback, you're also adding spinal rotation, which really forces the body off balance. So to maintain the balance while you're doing that is extremely difficult.
And so these techniques that you're describing are so important, and people really need to do them every single day. And as you progress and as you get better, not only can you do them longer, but then you can start adding movement. As you say, Grace, you're moving if you fall. So then you can start adding movement like a little Tai Chi moves where you step forward, shift your weight onto the front foot, and then do your stork stance. Step backward, shift your weight onto the back foot, and then do stork stance. Step sideways like a little box step and do this. So you can shift your weight so that your body has to learn to actually shift your weight. Now, in just the last 30 seconds, Grace, wrap it up for us about balance and how important it is.
Well, as you just said, Melanie, walking is the most basic form of balance that we do, because you are picking one foot up and shifting your weight, traveling forward. Practice, pick an exercise, do it every day, share it with somebody, and remember that when your body is more familiar with a state of imbalance from practicing these exercises, you will have that balance when you need it, because you have literally practiced being off balance. So use it or lose it.
Absolutely. It is a practice technique. Balance, you use it or lose it through it every day. It's so important no matter what age you are. You could be 20, you could be 40, you could be 60, you could be 80. And doing these balance exercises will help you. And remember what they said in The Karate Kid, work on balance because that will help you for your whole life. See what I'm doing there? This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.